From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we bring another in a series of studies in the book of Romans. Messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning and Evening.
Our text for this morning is found in Psalm 39 and verse 12. I am a stranger with Thee. Yes, O Lord, with Thee, but not to Thee. All my natural alienation from Thee, Thy grace has effectually removed. And now, in fellowship with Thyself, I walk through this sinful world as a pilgrim in a foreign country. Thou art a stranger in Thine own world. Man forgets Thee, dishonors Thee, sets up new laws and alien customs, and knows Thee not. When Thy own dear Son came unto his own received Him not. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Never was foreigner so speckled a bird among the denizens of any land as Thy beloved Son among His mother's brethren. It is no marvel, then, if I, who live the life of Jesus, should be unknown and a stranger here below. Lord, I would not be a citizen where Jesus was an alien. His pierced hand has loosened the cords which once bound my soul to earth, and now I find myself a stranger in the land. My speech seems to these Babylonians among whom I dwell an outlandish tongue. My manners are singular, and my actions are strange. A Tartar would be more at home in Cheapside than I could ever be in the haunts of sinners. But here is the sweetness of my lot. I am a stranger with Thee. Thou art my fellow sufferer, my fellow pilgrim. Oh, what a joy to wander in such blessed society! My heart burns within me by the way when Thou dost speak to me. And though I be a sojourner, I am far more blessed than those who sit on thrones, and far more at home than those who dwell in their sealed houses. To me remains nor place nor time. My country is in every clime. I can be calm and free from care on any shore, since God is there. While place we seek, or place we shun, the soul finds happiness in none. But with a God to guide our way, 'tis equal joy to go or stay.
To His word have been.
Imagine a boy growing up under the influence of a drunken father, participating in the violence and bloodshed of Northern Ireland in the 1970s, and being imprisoned in the Maze, the most notorious prison in the country. Yet, by the grace of God and the influence of caring loved ones, this young man's life was transformed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thorough was the change that Thomas Martin became a powerful preacher whose testimony and ministry has seen many men and women brought to new life in Christ. Thomas Martin's story of the miracle of God's saving grace has been set down in a book entitled Out of the Maze, written by Noel Davidson, and Let the Bible Speak is happy to make copies of this encouraging and heartwarming book available free of charge to all who request it. For a free copy of Out of the Maze, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of Out of the Maze, and we'll be happy to provide it. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his fourth message in a series dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text is verses 5 and 6, in which the Apostle Paul draws the distinction between those who are after the flesh and those who are after the Spirit. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns will explain that this is not a reference to the difference between carnal Christians and spiritually healthy believers. Rather, it is the distinction between those who are lost and those who are truly saved. Appropriately, the message is entitled, Saints and Sinners Infallibly Identified and Eternally Separated. Now to introduce this message, here is Dr. Cairns.
Now these Lord's Day evenings we have been looking at Romans chapter 8. We're going to commence again at the beginning of the chapter, only we're going to read a little further. This evening, we're going to read to the end of verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious and inspired word for his name's sake. We come tonight to verses 5 and 6 of Romans chapter 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. As we approach this text, there are a couple of things that we must be absolutely clear about. Otherwise, we will come to some very dangerously wrong interpretations. First of all, we must understand that this text of Scripture deals with sinners and saints. They that are after the flesh, they that are after the Spirit. It does not deal with two kinds of Christian. It has been a very popular interpretation of this general passage that it is all about sanctification. We will see in a moment that we'll have a lot to say about the sanctification of saints. But there is a popular theology that makes this text speak of the carnal Christian walking after the flesh and the spiritual Christian walking after the Spirit. The text is most certainly not dealing with two kinds of Christians. You try to force that interpretation on it, you make utter nonsense of the text. And believe me, when you come to God's Word, your interpretation of any given passage makes the Scripture talk nonsense. Back up and understand the only nonsense that's being talked is the nonsense you're talking. The Bible does not talk nonsense. Let's get that. I remember as a young fellow having been influenced by this kind of interpretation of Romans 8, coming to this passage and trying to make sense of this, where it says that they who are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, and to be carnally minded is death. And then a little later on, it's speaking again of dying. And I thought, well, I think this is the only sense you could make of it. It's death to your prayer life. It's death to your love. And of course, that's rubbish. It's nonsense. This is death he's talking about. The people in this text that are called by some the carnal Christian are actually those whom the apostle says are enmity against God. They are people who cannot please God, verse 8, who have not the Spirit of Christ, verse 9, and who are none of His. And of course we have the inspired statement of the apostle when he's speaking to the believers here. He says, verse 9, ye are not in the flesh. Now he's not talking about having out-of-body sensations. He's saying, by what I mean by in the flesh, you are saved. You are not in the flesh. That's God's statement. So those who are in the flesh are not carnal Christians. They are simply unsaved people. That's the first thing to keep in mind as we come to this passage. The second thing to keep in mind is closely allied to it. Read the passage carefully. And I will guarantee something. I will guarantee to you that almost if you've ever heard a sermon on it, which is in many cases, if you haven't been in this congregation, most unlikely, because this is not a passage of Scripture that a lot of preachers bother themselves preaching. Oh, they preach toward the end of the passage. They'll preach about nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, but this part doesn't get a lot of attention, which is a tragedy that I'm not going to talk about much tonight. I was thanked this... I have not mentioned Krista Habiger by name, but he was thanking me for the blessing of this morning's lengthy sermon. So I don't want to be too lengthy here tonight. But it is a tragedy that so many preachers ignore this, but those who do touch on it, and I guarantee if you've heard any sermons, this is most likely where they've gone. That this is a passage that's used as an exhortation to Christians to live after the Spirit. This is a passage that's used to encourage, to stir up, to tell Christians their duty about living after the Spirit. But look at the passage carefully. There's not a word of exhortation in it. Now, Paul does exhort. That'll come in its proper time. He has already been doing that if you go back to the earlier part, for example, in chapter 6. Paul does exhort. But this is not a passage to encourage Christians to live after the Spirit. This is not the language of exhortation at all. This is the language of plain statement. This is a statement of fact. Regarding sinners and regarding saints. We are told some things about sinners. We're told some things about saints. Now, generally speaking, thus far, the Apostle Paul has proved that a justified man is by divine necessity also a sanctified man. Last week I pointed out justification never comes alone. Justification is a legal term, but God always sanctifies those whom he justifies. Justification is in union with Christ, and that vital union with Christ is a union that produces a real holiness, a change of our very being, where we are made new creatures in Christ. So he has proved that a justified man is of necessity a sanctified man. Now he continues, and the emphasis is that an unsanctified man is by definition not a justified man. Follow Paul's reasoning here. If he's after the flesh, then he says, the mind of the flesh is death. So he's under condemnation. But the whole text of the chapter is, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation to the justified. So therefore, these people who are after the flesh, under condemnation, are not justified. You see, the justified by faith in Christ have this mark about their lives. They walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For, that's how our text commences, because they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. I want us tonight to think of this, that the saved and the lost each bear a peculiar mark, a mark that distinguishes them in this life and will separate them for all eternity. So here's the subject of the text tonight. Saints and sinners, infallibly identified or distinguished, and eternally separated. Now, when you look at these verses 5 and 6, there's a very simple way of dealing with them, and I'm going to take that simple way. We're going to take the terms of the text. We're going to go down through the words, the terms that Paul uses, because there's so much confusion about the words that he uses, and then the teaching of the text. And we'll be here in time for next Sabbath service, because I'm sure we'll still be here if I were to do that in great detail. But I want to do enough to make you understand what he's saying. I'm going to look at the terms. First, that he employs about sinners. Notice the words, they that are after the flesh. The word after normally would be taken here, they that are according to the flesh. Notice what he says in verses 8 and 9. He speaks of them being in the flesh. Now, these are the same people who walk after the flesh. Verse 13, who live according to the flesh. Understand what the Bible here means by the word flesh. It is the unregenerate human nature as it came from Adam, polluted and corrupted by sin. To be after the flesh, to be according to the flesh, is to be controlled and governed and determined by that unregenerate, corrupt and depraved human nature. It is to have not the Spirit of Christ and to be therefore none of his. It is to be, as Paul said in Ephesians 2, without God and without Christ. Now I said that these people who are after the flesh are the same people as walk after the flesh. But that doesn't mean to say those two expressions are the same thing. They're not. One is much deeper than the other. You see, they walk after the flesh. That's what sinners do. That's behavior. But now Paul goes further and he says they are after the flesh. That's their being. That goes a lot deeper than behavior. You see, what is wrong with sinners is not just their behavior. What is wrong with men outside of Jesus Christ is not just what they're doing or what they're doing. And that's what so often we pay attention to. What they're doing is obviously wrong. Even the plowing of the wicked is sin, the scripture says. But there's something deeper than the doing. It's what they are. You see, behavior may be corrected. Behavior may be modified. But there can be no real change in the inmost depths of the person by any mere human activity. The real trouble lies with what men are. They are after the flesh.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.